You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Good Friday.
Just outside the nation's capital in Fairfax County, Virginia, the Board of Supervisors designated March 31st, Easter Sunday, as Transgender Visibility Day. All nine Democrats on the board voted in favor. The board's sole Republican didn't even show up for the vote. And in Tennessee, a music venue is hosting a Trans Day of Vengeance event on Easter.
Yeah, that's the country we live in right now. And I got to tell you, for as many Easters as I've been around, I don't think I've ever felt like the battle lines between good and evil had been drawn like they are right now. And I don't think I've ever seen so much evil at play right now by the deep state and Democrat Party. If you look at all of the horrors that they have suffered upon us in the last few years, including, oddly enough, and you know, amazingly, sexually mutilating children to change their genders before they go through puberty. I think you understand what I'm saying when I say that there is a definitely battle lines have been drawn between good and evil, and it's very clear the Democrat Party and the deep state are on the side of the guy downstairs. Welcome to the show. Please come inside. We have a lot of things to get to today. I was just handed this note from Brian, my producer at WCBM. The dolly, the ship that hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge, MSNBC this morning is saying that Donald Trump apparently tried to grab the wheel and steer it into the bridge abutment. That's what they're reporting this morning on MSNBC, because that is how MSNBC rolls. And of course, they won't have a Republican on there to refute that. No, they won't. No, they won't. Let's get Easter weekend started with a little hunter chasing tail, shall we?
Here comes hunter chasing tail, left behind a money trail. Hippity hoppity, prison's on the way.
Start, 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 start.
His laptop's filled with videos. If it was yours, to jail you'd go. Yeah. But he's protected by the DOJ. There was coke found in a locker. He had hookers 1, 2, 3.
And 4.
He flashed online an illegal gun and took cash from the CCP. His artwork, how it really sucks. But people pay Hunter big bucks.
Chinese.
Everybody knows it's bribery.
Yeah, pretty much.
He'll hook up with his daddy Joe. They'll rake in some Chinese dough for their many crimes they never pay.
Yes, sirree. Oh, by the way, the president who got 81 million votes, for real. I mean, of course, the FBI and the CIA were involved in the 2020 election. But the man who got 81 million votes has been, apparently, his book deal has been revoked. Yeah, Simon and Schuster, they decided to pull the book on Joe Biden's legacy before it could be worked on. Politico states that in a further reflection of the soft market for books about Joe Biden, how is this possible? He's doing a great job. Oh, my God. Publisher Simon and Schuster has withdrawn its contract with Alex Thompson, Axios National Political Correspondent, for a book about the Biden administration. Apparently, there was also another book, a Hunter Biden book. It was a pop-up book, but they couldn't sell that in normal bookstores. The project was supposed to be published earlier this year. It likely would have been a benefit to Biden's attempt to gain control of the White House for another 4 years that he won't live through. Plans were for a comprehensive book on the Biden presidency. The report explains Simon & Schuster's decision comes as a series of Biden books have sold relatively poorly. Shut the front door! Compared at least to the standards set by a number of bestsellers about Donald Trump. Yeah, did you know that? Check this out. Let me listen to these giant numbers on the Biden books. Gabrielle Debonetti's The Long Alliance sold. Sit down for this in a country of 335 million people. 1,500 hard copies. But the thing is, you know, only so many people need a table leg shored up by a book, and that's the problem. Chris Whipple's The Fight for His Life sold 5,000. The Last Politician sold 12,000. That compares to Michael Wolff's Trump-focused Fire and Fury, which sold a million copies. He got a million. He got 81 million votes. Yeah, and his brain works just fine. Sure, you keep telling yourself that. You keep But Jill Biden has got a book. Did you hear about this? She does. She's got a Willow, the White House cat. Apparently, they were going to write one about Joe Biden's dog, but Stephen King had already taken the idea for Cujo, which is exactly like Joe Biden's dog, the vicious dog that had to go live on the farm. Had to go live on the farm. Yeah, he's running around on the farm, he is. So Biden's book, Jill Biden's book, co-written with award-winning author Elisa Satin Cappucci, or Cappuccilli, whatever the heck. Anyway, yeah, she needed a co-author on a children's book with probably 300 words, you know, because maybe they should have called it Si Se Poidre, Let's Go to the Bodega. I think that would have been a good one. Maybe could have had it be in Espanol. Anyway, it's illustrated by Kate Berube, is aimed at giving readers a cat's eye view of the White House. And I'm going to read here. I'm going to read from the book here. You ready for this? She needed a co-author for this. As Willow bounced from room to room, exploring history in her new home, she learned quickly about all of the incredible people who make the people's house run. Yeah, Willow's journey gives a cat's eye view of all the ins and outs of America's most famous address. They were originally going to call it Cat Found Crack, is what is Cat Found Crack, but they decided to change that because the Secret Service blew up the bag. John Anderson, the president of Simon & Schuster Children Publishing, called the story a heartwarming, warming picture book that readers young and old will enjoy. Yeah, Jill Biden needed a co-author for a picture book because she's a doctor. I always thought that another one would be Hunter Hired a Ho. I thought that would be pretty funny. He did, actually, Patrick Ho. And Patrick Ho hired him, so I guess a Ho hired Hunter. There you are. That's how we start the show today. Remember what I told you about the Democrat Party being them now? You know, Pink Floyd did a song called Us and Them. We've always talked about them as being those who oppose us. We're the good guys. They're the bad guys. We're the white hats. They're the black cats. They're Cobra Kai. The Democrats are Cobra Kai. We're Mr. Miyagi. All right. And it really is. It really is. And it was exemplified. It was exemplified yesterday in New York City because, you know, Joe Biden and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama went to this $25 million fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall. There was an interruption in it, and you know, they made all this money, and there was Palestinian pro-Hamas, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protesters outside, and it's kind of nice to see the Democrats get a little bit wet fur. But then you juxtapose it with Donald Trump. You know, so you've got the, basically this is the bourgeoisie and the proletariat. In Radio City Music Hall, you've got the bourgeoisie. Outside, you have the rabble. We are the rabble. And Donald Trump, if you attended the wake and visitation of a slain police officer.
For race, New York City is the backdrop to a sharp contrast in campaigns today. President Biden set to attend a sold-out, star-studded fundraiser tonight with former Presidents Obama and Clinton at Radio City Music Hall. The president and Obama just reached New York, the campaign calling it, quote, the most successful political fundraiser in American history, raising some $25 million. Meantime, Donald Trump will attend the wake of a fallen New York City police officer, Jonathan Diller, who was gunned down during a traffic stop 3 days ago.
us, and them. I don't believe that Joe Biden has said Jonathan Diller's name yet. And if he did, he would probably mispronounce it, I'm sure.
Yeah, they have gone on the complete attack here, saying that the entire reason, you know, that they are doing this is because they want the celebrity backing, essentially drawing a contrast to what Donald Trump is doing, which, as you said, is going to the wake of this fallen NYPD officer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to read the statement here of what the Trump campaign put out. President Trump will be honoring the life and legacy of Officer Diller and paying his respects to his family, friends, and the NYPD for their terrible loss. Meanwhile, the three stooges, Biden, Obama, and Clinton, will be at a glitzy fundraiser in the city with their elitist, out-of-touch celebrity benefactors.
24 race, New York City is the backdrop to a sharp
hunt. Pretty much. Yeah, that's what it was. The us and them, bourgeois, proletariat, they feast on foie gras. We eat the crumbs. This is what happened in the middle of it.
There was an insurrection.
Shame on you, Joe Biden! Shame on you! Shame on you! You have seen genocide of Palestine, and no amount of Vulcan saying that you will change.
Wow, it doesn't sound like that whole, attempt to get rid of Benjamin Netanyahu is paying off with the radical Islamic vote. Apparently, that's not good. That's not good. Here's another report. This is another report from the dueling fundraisers.
I think so. You mean I think this today actually is a favorite.
This is NBC saying, because they're really concerned about the political victory here, rather than just helping out a fallen officer's family. But, they're talking about the political ramifications.
I think so. You mean I think this today actually is a favorable contrast for Donald Trump. I accept the point of having three presidents on this.
Like going to East Palestine a year before Joe Biden.
Stage with a lot of stars. But for the average voter, they're seeing Donald Trump at a funeral for a slain officer. And I do think, but the optics of him being there with the family of the slain soldier, who was arrested 22 times before killing an officer, is a stark contrast to what Joe Biden is doing tonight. And I think that favors Donald Trump significantly.
But great, super. Yeah, well, because, everybody already knows that. I mean, this isn't the first time that the American people have said that the Democrat Party are on the side of the elites. It's very clear by now, or should be, that, the Democrat Party are the them. And we are the us. Trump aims to smash Biden's record, a $25 million fundraiser with Obama and Bill Clinton, by holding a $33 million cash bonanza in Palm Beach with New York and Las Vegas billionaires paying, are you ready for this, $814,000 each to sit at his table. Whoa. Man, I'd love to have that kind of money. Just to be able to, $800,000, just dinner. Do we get dessert with that? We get a choice of chicken cordon bleu and what? Okay, cool. Yeah, just put me down for the, I'll do the steak. So, yeah, they're going to smash it with a $33 million fundraiser. And, we're just now beginning to see the fundraising for Donald Trump rock, because now Ronna McDaniel is out. It's very clear who's steering the ship. There are actually some hope for lawsuits against these states that are keeping dead people on the rolls and maybe making the election a little more fair. So we're just now beginning to see the very beginning of mass. I told you, once they got rid of McDaniel, they would be bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars. I have no doubt at all. One other thing here, and then we'll move on to other stuff. Trump apparently gave a very big donation to help pay off the family mortgage of slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller. Jeff Posobiec had somebody on the scene, and here it is.
Jonathan Diller, who leaves behind a wife and a one-year-old son here, shot on a routine traffic stop in Monday in Far Rockaway, Queens, where there's a lot.
I can't imagine. I was 34 when my son was born, and I can't imagine having lost my life and missed all of this glory watching my son grow up. And I feel so bad for him and his family.
A lot of crime in New York City by convicted criminals, Guy Rivera and Lindy Jones. These guys were arrested 10, 21 times for the other. But we're outside the Massapequa Funeral Home here on the
South. This is what happens when you defund the police.
South Shore of Long Island, Massapequa, where Jonathan Diller lived, to Massapequa Park, where so many first responders, emergency service workers, NYPD, FDNY commute.
The spirit is still there. There's a very small number of people who wanted the police defunded. They're all Democrats, mind you. But the spirit that brought us together after 9/11 is still there.
Every day to New York City under an embattled situation where they can't do their job.
Yep.
People feel they can operate with impunity here. The Trump motive.
And they can, thanks to Eric Adams.
Kid just pulled up. Trump's inside the funeral home right now.
And his worthless predecessor.
You know, Trump gave a donation to Tunnel to Towers. Believe he paid off the mortgage for this family through Tunnels to Towers and had a phone call with the family. But the Sergeant's Benevolent Association in New York City is telling New York City council members to stay away from the funeral.
Yes.
Specifically, Adrian Adams and Jumaane Williams, who had, defund the police operations going on during the George Floyd protests and riots in the city. They wanted to handicap the cops in January as that 200 cops a month retire in New York City. Many are leaving without even waiting for their 20-year pension here.
Yeah, they're done. They're done, and I don't blame them. On this Good Friday, I believe in my heart we're going to turn this around. I really, really do. So hang out. Here's a number, 800-922-6680. This is a Good Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
So we know that 97% of the people who, at least a report last week said 97% of those of us who voted for Donald Trump would vote for him again and are planning on voting. And now this just out because, you know, the Democrats have been committing lawfare against him. There are 4 political indictments, nonsense crimes, by the way. And they are. Please, come on, bring it. If you want to disagree with me, try and make it up. Please. Honestly, we're not stupid. And you know why I know that? Because 93% of Trump supporters said they will vote for him even if he's convicted of a crime. You know why? Because we know that the indictments are crap. There you go, yeah. So last week, Trump learned that he will stand trial April the 15th in the first of 4 criminal cases. His supporters say they simply don't care whether or not he is convicted because now we know that the federal government and the DOJ and particularly the FBI are completely corrupt. Yeah, 93%. If the election were tomorrow, 43% of respondents said they would vote for Trump compared to 39% who said they would vote for Joe Biden. And it's only going to get worse as Robert Kennedy Jr. continues to campaign with his new running mate, Miss Shanahan, who he got on the ticket because, A, she's not an idiot like Kamala Harris. Robert Kennedy Jr. is not doesn't have dementia like Joe Biden, and she has a lot of money. I mean, money. So she's going to help, get the word out since he can't get any campaign donations because, you know, Democrats are C-blocking them, cash blocking, in case you wanted to know. Let's go to Steve in Santa Cruz. Hello there, Steve. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's up?
Good morning, Rob. I just wanted to make a point that I noticed. So I'm on the West Coast, and I took a road trip a few years ago, went back east, and toured through a number of the New England states. Spent the summer back there, and there's a lot of communities back there where the immigrants have not made inroads. It's still locals. It's mostly just people that have been there for generations. And what I found was a lot of these jobs that apparently Americans don't want to do, they claim, are done by high school kids.
Yes.
And seniors, and a lot of senior women. And it's funny, all the fast food places that I went into back there, there's no shortage of people. They're giving high school kids a chance to work.
Yes.
And I noticed that even in the town square in these small communities where there was parks and stuff like that, you'd see these old ladies doing the gardening and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were happy to do it. People had 2 and 3 second jobs, and they like to get out of there in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And I wanted to add one other point on this that doesn't get brought up too much. There's a term called churning in the financial sector where they'll get a broker and they'll just make a lot of buys and sells on a client's account but not really do anything. It makes it look like he is. And I think that's what the administration is up to with all of this immigration. By churning, it generates a lot of, they're basically consumers. They're getting people in here to consume, but it's at the cost of the taxpayer. You're going to save 5 cents on a head of lettuce, but you're going to pay for their education, medical, subsidized housing, food stamps, Social Security for infinity.
I understand what you're saying. This is about votes, actually, and when it comes to the Chinese military-aged males coming across the southern border, it's much, much worse. You know, this is what Democrats do. Joy Reid thinks that Hispanics could only fill potholes. Nancy Pelosi thinks they can only pick lettuce. The rest of us think they should come here, maybe be able to open up businesses. I don't consider this a brown people thing coming from the southern border. I look at my brown brothers and sisters as some of the hardest-working people in the world, regardless what they do. As far as work that Americans won't do, there is no work Americans won't do. I come from the Midwest in Iowa, where people fight tooth and nail to get a job at the slaughterhouse, or fight tooth and nail for roofing jobs and whatnot. So don't even give me that. And a lot of white people plant the crops that people end up eating. So there's that. Let's take a break and come back, my friends. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. I want to tell you about a remarkable product called Field of Greens, the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you to go on this journey with me. Literally, one scoop a day of Field of Greens. It tastes great. It's completely improved my life. This is nutrition the way nature intended. This vegetable blend has given me more energy throughout the day. I'm sleeping better throughout the night. I'm feeling better and looking healthier overall. And if you don't believe me, look at my social media. Looking pretty hot. Thank you very much. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they give you a 100% money-back guarantee. My listeners get 15% off with your first order and free rush shipping. This is great stuff. It tastes good. I eat it every day. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code Newsmax. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code Newsmax. You're going to love this stuff.
Y'all about sick of this nonsense? Let's take America back. It's the Rob Carson Show.
I say we make this the year we turn from nonsense back to common sense, and I think a lot of us are. I've got good news on that front coming up. By the way, Vietnam War Veterans Day is today. Thank you for your service, and I am sorry that so many Vietnam veterans felt like they were never appreciated, and I hope you do understand. We truly do now. An entire new generation of people understand your sacrifice, and we also understand that our government, as it is known to do, doesn't treat its veterans well, but I want you to know that millions of us we're proud of you, and we are thankful for what you did for our country. All right, so there's a lot of these anti-squatting bills that are passing around the country. No, it's not going to the bathroom on the side of the road, because sometimes you got to do that. But in Florida, they just passed an anti-squatting bill. You can't move into somebody's house, but in places like New York, apparently you can. And once you're there 30 days, then that squatter can be there forever. It takes years and thousands of dollars to get somebody out of your property. What about if you got a virtual squatter? A lot of the times, thieves will forge a deed, transfers ownership to a property to them, your property. And then maybe they'll forge your name and get a home equity loan on your property, get a line of credit on your property, take the money, and they're gone. And then by the time you find out, you've got to take them to court to prove to the court that you own the house, and then it costs thousands of dollars, and, you know, we don't have that kind of money. Well, did you realize you can actually have a comprehensive scan of your home's title? You can get it for free by going to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson, okay? You get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title to see if somebody's already taken a home equity loan or tried to take your home, or maybe they own it. Maybe they own your property. And then you'll get 30 days of legendary home title lock protection. Just go, and free, by the way, 30 days free, and the scan free. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Carson, will you? HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson for home title lock. Hey, let's do a Friday pole dance, shall we? I'm talking about polls with regard to Joe Biden and Donald Trump. A majority of likely general election voters disapprove of President Joe Biden's job performance. I know, I'm as surprised as you. Half are likely struggling in Biden's economy. Yeah, big time. I see it every day. When you go to McDonald's and you want to buy a dinner for four and it costs $48. Yeah, I know, I know. And that's like not even close to filling your car with gas. Respondents gave Biden a negative job rating as 56% disapprove of the job performance he's doing, compared to 42% who approve. Of the 56% who disapprove, 40% do so strongly. Biden is also completely underwater among independents. That's not good. You can't win without independents. As 58% disapprove of his job performance, compared to 37% who approve. Mostly, 55% also had an unfavorable view of Biden, compared to 42% who have a favorable view. Once again, most independents, 57%, have an unfavorable view. Now check this out. It gets even worse. It gets even worse. Overall, 83% said they have been impacted by inflation in Biden's America. Of those, 50% said they are actively struggling to keep up and afford basic necessities. Did you hear that? 50% said they are actively struggling to keep up and afford basic necessities. Maybe it's because the Inflation Reduction Act wasn't about inflation reduction. Maybe it was just about Green New Deal crap and paying off cronies and hiring IRS agents to go after people. Yeah. Because it was. Only 17% said they have seen no change in their personal situation. A majority of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents also say they have been impacted by Biden's inflation, but that includes 41% of Democrats, 57% of Republicans, 53% of Independents who say they are struggling to keep up with basic necessities. Not exactly a recipe for victory in November, is it? Yeah, that's why they're trying to steal it, you see. That's why all the, all the indictments of Donald Trump. Listen to this. A new poll decimates Biden with stunning results, including what Americans think is his biggest achievement. What is his biggest achievement, do you suppose? Is it sealing the southern border? No. Is it bringing down inflation? No. No, here it is.
When asked about the Biden administration's top accomplishments, new Fox polls show nothing was the big winner.
There you go. His biggest achievement is nothing. Joe Biden's biggest achievement is nothing.
As you can see on the screen ahead of you, what's interesting to me is that 38% said nothing, that he hadn't done anything that had helped them in any material way. And many people say, as a matter of fact, if he had done nothing.
I wish he'd only done nothing. Look what he's done to the country. I wouldn't call it nothing.
Thing at all. I mean, really done nothing and not reversed some of the Trump policies. Yes. We'd be in a better state than we are today. Take a look at this.
Yes.
When we talk about what he did immediately when he came into office, he revoked the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline.
He did
other things by suspending new oil and natural gas leases.
There was that,
he
yeah.
rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, halted border wall construction, which has been a massive problem, and ended Remain in Mexico. Then he reinstituted. Reinstituted that $235 million for the UNRWA, relaxing sanctions on Iran oil sales, releasing billions in sanctioned funds to Iran. He has put us in a whole mess of trouble, and voters are really aware of that.
Yeah. That's not good. That is not good. And then there's this. This is our official Biden economy theme song, by the way.
We're eating.
There you go. So the Biden campaign is ditching the term Bidenomics. I could have told them on day one, who even came up with this? Why would you actually tout Bidenomics? Why would you even want to have Biden, if you're the president, associated with the current financial state of the country? But they went with it. They went with it, and look what happened. It did a complete faceplant. As the 2024 campaign heats up, while Republicans are pounding on the phrase to describe the administration's failed economic policies. This is pretty funny. So Joe Biden has recently deserted his signature catchphrase, Bidenomics. Was it ever really? While Republicans are running with them, using it to bludgeon the president's handling of the economy, the president used the phrase for the first time in months at an event in North Carolina. He might have accidentally done it. The Axios analyzed a politician's use of the term, found that as the White House and Democrats have used less, Republicans have used it more. Leading economists aren't making much fun of Bidenomics anymore. Biden said Tuesday, they're thinking maybe it works. The last time he had publicly used the phrase was January 25th, two months ago. And let me see. I got a couple of other little things here as far as my economy and Joe Biden. Majority of voters are worse off financially under President Joe Biden, up 25% since he assumed office in 2021. That's not good. Under Biden's leadership, prices across the board surged by nearly 20%. Gas prices are also up 48% since Biden took office. Poll asked respondents, are you better or worse off than you were 4 years ago? Better off 22%. Well, those guys were in Radio City Music Hall last night. Worse off 52%. I don't think Bidenomics is working. Yeah, about the same, 26%. When asked the same question in December 2021, only 27% said they were worse off 4 years ago under President Trump. Better off 17%, worse off 27%, about the same 44%. I know these are a lot of numbers. I don't want to go confusing on you. But many of those who said in 2021 they felt about the same regarding their financial positions shifted to worse during this four-year period. 2021, worse off 27%. 2024, 52% worse off.
We're eating pickles from the dollar store.
But you know, the job market is really good until you look at the job numbers. If you just listen to Corinne Jean-Pierre and MSNBC, you think the economy is doing great. But according to Zero Hedge, the first red flags emerged in the summer of 22 when the Biden Labor Department started well and truly rigging the labor market data. You may recall it was back in July of 2022 when we first warned that something snapped in the labor market. That's when a striking discrepancy emerged between the number of U.S. payrolls as established and measured by the BLS Establishment Survey, a far more crude and imprecise yet more market-moving data series, and the number of actual employed workers proved to be more accurate. After the two series had tracked each other tick for tack for years, a wide gap opened in March of 2022, which grew quickly to 1.5 million jobs in just 3 months. Here's what's going on. Let me just put it to you in layman's terms. The reason why unemployment went down when Joe Biden took office is because businesses opened. If you have your business closed on a Sunday, and you want to increase your business by 100%, your revenues by 100%, open up Monday morning and do one sale. There you go. Now, here is why unemployment is so low. It's because so many men are out of the workforce. So many people are working two and three jobs, okay? And this year alone, 2024, the number of people coming out of employment out of retirement has increased 400%. There you go. Oh, yes. And more illegals and immigrants are in the workforce than were before by far. There you go. By the way, the other day you may have heard MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC saying that Robert Kennedy Jr. was going to siphon as many votes off of the Trump ticket as the Biden ticket. That appears to be false. And I told you this the other day because, and I'll say it again, Robert Kennedy Jr., unlike Joe Biden, does not have dementia. And his new running mate, Miss Shanahan, is not an idiot like Kamala Harris. You combine the two with very, very left of center views and the fact that she's 38 years old. Younger voters, millennials, possibly Gen Z, libs, will go to that ticket. Nobody's leaving Trump. As I mentioned earlier, even if Trump gets convicted of one charge, 93% of Trump voters are going to vote for him anyway. And guess what else? Even with the charges, the number of black people and Hispanic people are going to go from the Democrat Party, and they're going to go to Trump like they have been. Okay, there you go. Independent presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. siphoning off 9% of voters who cast a ballot for Democrat Joe Biden in 2020, according to a Daily Mail. They did one, actually. So the Partners National Survey shows Biden trailing former President Trump by 4 points, 39 to 43. It's got to be bigger than that. With Kennedy gobbling up to 7% in the vote in 2024 general election among third-party candidates, Kennedy has the most impacted in the race, or has the most impact on the race, with Cornel West, who is a fart in the wind in a Cat 5 hurricane, and Jill Stein receiving the support of 2% and 1% of the electorate, respectively. So there you go. Little bit of good news. Little bit of good news with regard to polling. However, that doesn't mean we can relax. Not one little bit. I had mentioned the other day, one of the things that I've said about what's happening in the country, and I think it's a really great thing, is that, you know, the last 4 years to 8 years, depending on which measure you look at, have been hell, particularly the last four. And we've seen a lot of things exposed. We've seen a media industrial censorship effort. We've seen truths come out. We've seen dominoes of lies falling, like Russia collusion, like the Hunter Biden laptop, like the southern border is sealed. I can go on and on. And people are beginning to realize, particularly with the southern border, that the federal government doesn't give a crap about them. Okay, that the Democrat Party, a good share of the establishment Republican Party, and the deep state don't give a crap about them. And the amazing thing is, all of that's been covered for decades. And so we're in the middle of a great enlightenment, which is kind of interesting to say, since it's, it's a Good Friday. And there is a great enlightenment and awakening happening across the country that is actually the first thing that has brought us together in a very long time. I'm going to explain on the other side of the break what that means and who's saying that other than me. In the meantime, the number is 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show. It's Good Friday. It means a lot more to a lot of us. You know, we come together for a lot of things. I remember after 9/11, we came together for those who were killed. We came together to defend our country in a way I'd never seen before. It was amazing. I lived in Cincinnati at the time. There were 10,000 people on Fountain Square a couple days afterwards, and I wept so hard for people I'd never met in my life. Another thing that brings us together is suffering, and many of us are. Many of us are suffering, and we're realizing we don't need to. If you walk outside, maybe it's sunny where you are. It was sunny maybe where you were 4 years ago. Everything is there for you to achieve everything in your life and be happy. The only thing keeping you from life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are the people in charge of the government right now. Yeah, and they're really screwing us over. And they're really trying to tear us apart. And we've been torn apart for decades. We've been told that white people are awful and they are privileged, even though I grew up poor, even though, you know, a lot of white people work in coal mines to keep your lights on. I realized the last few years, you know, poor white people and poor black people are the same, really. I mean, honestly, we come together. We are able to share a meal together. We are able to laugh, even in the worst of times. And so we've been united in suffering, and we're going to win. We're going to come around. This is the number one soundbite that I've had this week. I've had so many requests for this soundbite. This is from Lindell TV. I was just, you know, scrolling through Twitter, and there's Lindell TV. He's got a little, I don't know if it's a network or whatever. And Man on the Street Report, just talking to some men of color. some black guys about illegal immigration in the country.
That's right.
So I understand where everyone is coming from with the illegals. There's proper ways to go through these channels to come into America and officially become an American.
Yes.
Just make the playing field level. What are you afraid of? Here in the black community, the kids are going to school. The school, what they have in there, the computers and what they have in technology, we're so far behind.
Yeah.
It's by all this is by design.
Yeah. Why does the black community keep voting for Democrats?
Because we've been brainwashed. When I was coming up, it was a straight Democratic ticket.
Yeah.
Black people better understand this. If we don't stand together and we don't make a change, they've already brought the replacements in for us.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't shut the borders in the black community and get all the illegals out of our community.
I know you hate your grocery bill just as much as I hate my grocery bill.
Yes.
I know you hate paying high gas just as much as I hate paying high gas. Yes. So we need to come together as one, white, black, gray, purple,
Amen.
Orange. And for the illegals, it's proper channels to go through.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking the other day. I had some gentlemen in here, and we were moving some furniture, and they just happened to be four black guys, and we were talking. You know, and I said, you know, they came in my studio, and they saw the picture of me with Trump, and they said, you know, we were a lot better off 4 years ago, and they didn't have any problem with Donald Trump, and they were, you know, they're just great guys. I said, you know, how are you doing versus 4 years ago? I said, we're doing terribly. We know we can do better. I just think it's a great time of enlightenment. I think the fact that this is Good Friday and election year, considering the direction of the country, it means something. Let's take a break and come back, my friends. This is The Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson. I have been eager to tell you about Factor Meals. Remember this. There are a ton of meal services that require you to assemble the ingredients, and that's all fine, but time is such a valuable commodity. Why not have excellent chef-crafted and dietitian-approved meals delivered to your door? Factor has 35 different options a week to choose from. My wife and I love them. My son has a new place. He loves them. Options include calorie smart, vegan, veggie. How about turkey chili with zucchini? Sun-dried tomato chicken, tomato goat cheese cavatappi pasta. Most microwave meals are frozen and they look like crappy airline food. Not Factor Meals. Factor has two-minute meals that are ready to eat whenever you are. I love their smoothies and their shots, especially their ginger cayenne shot. Gets me going every day. It's a rush. No prep, no mess. Factor Meals are ready to heat and eat. Head to factormeals.com/newsmax50. Use promo code newsmax50. Get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50 and get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400%. Because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? All right, coming up next hour, New York City needs Snark Plissken more than ever. An epidemic of scumbags cold-cocking women. Joe Lieberman's last written word shared by Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax last night, a warning to Democrats. And New York has a solution for the squatting crisis. Put out a no trespassing sign. They're serious. Stick around.
Thank you. fans for listening to today's podcast. You can help by clicking the sponsor links in the show notes and take advantage of some great discounts available only to our listeners.